Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Stacey B and KP, and this is the Queen Sugar Review for Episode 11, Season 3, Your Passages Have Been Paid. So let's start off with just discussing the episode overall. I enjoyed the episode, many themes this episode for me, including the depth of a mother's love. I felt that was a running theme, and also owning your shortcomings and moving forward with good intentions. What were your thoughts on this episode?
Yeah, a mother's love, truth, because we saw so many people making confessions this week, and mass incarceration, because that was a theme. It seemed that it touched everybody, whether they had sons in prison or whether they're trying to stop a prison. It just seemed like it brought to light the attack on our Black boys in almost every scene. So I think it was prison, confessions, and protection. And that kind of goes with the mother's love.
Right. And speaking of mothers, we'll talk about Charlie and Micah, but I want to kind of cover Charlie and the Landrys and the farmers a little bit. A lot of chess moves are being played, it seemed. I liked the connection that was being made between Charlie and, what is the sister's name?
Frances.
Charlie and Frances, showing how, you know, despite the different backgrounds, even there being a different experience due to race, the struggle of being a woman in a man's world is a challenge for all. And as a woman, you can even be silenced by your own family, particularly men in your family. So I love that they showed that connection between them. But I don't know, I fear for Charlie in this situation. It was just a funny meeting there, obviously, where they voted for the prison to be built. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I definitely liked how Frances and Charlie were mirrors for each other. I think this may have been the first time that Charlie realized that this is what she was actually doing, that she was trying to make her father proud, she actually had the same story as Frances. And of course she didn't know that before, but it's interesting that these two, you know, opposite sides of the table, they actually have the same goal. They're fighting for land. And honestly, Frances has a whole lot more than Charlie has, because Ernest just left Charlie all the way out. But I really don't know where Frances is going, or right, if Frances got played or not with
exactly,
Landry,
that's my
because
feeling.
She said, yeah. I don't, my brother doesn't see me. So because right, he doesn't see you, I could totally see why he wouldn't send you a memo, because you've been silent on this board since you got on the board. But then at the same time, it's like, because I don't trust you, I'm wondering if this is a part of the long game for them. So I'm just still confused about it.
Right. A lot of people are confused about what's happened. That's really why I'm a little nervous for Charlie. But one thing that I did appreciate were the farmers, despite really having nothing, you know, some of them, you know, like losing their land and et cetera, they still want to fight. I think that truly represents Black America in many ways, you know, how we often feel powerless in this society in silence, but yet we still fight. I really enjoyed that symbolism, I guess you could say, or, you know, just how the writers are showing that through the farmers.
I like that, but at the same time, the farmers are a sore spot for me, because they should have fought when they had a chance.
Which is often
and
like Black
feel like, right. I mean, because honestly, you know, if we look at the arc of this entire situation, why Charlie is doing what she's doing, the truth of the matter is she would have been happy grinding cane, minding her damn business, and all they really had to do was trust her. And they could have changed that whole entire parish. But now here we are, because you guys were like, nah, we're just going to go ahead and go with Landry again. And look what Landry is doing to you. And it's almost too late. It's almost too late for this revolution. Charlie was there and she was trying to give it to you, but now they want to fight. So I just have mixed feelings about that.
Right, which again, to me, like I was joking, but it's kind of truthful, which in some ways represents Black America. We often have had opportunities to grow as a people, and we've had leaders that some of us have turned our backs on or just decided to, and some people even argue this kind of happened during integration, where that was like a consequence of integration, where we kind of just left our communities and just wanted to join in with the majority and win there. But then in the end, we may have suffered with that when leaders were really trying to, we had certain leaders really trying to promote the idea of, you know, let's take care of home first and then try to, I guess, join in with the majority. I don't know if that's a controversial thing to say, but it is an argument mentioned often with integration in particular. But, you know, that may not have been the intention of the Queen Sugar writers, but that's just kind of what I see with that when it comes to the farmers. How pretty much like you said, you know, they made a decision and now it could be too late.
Yeah, they made a decision and they put all their trust in someone who has done nothing but take advantage of them for all of their lives. You know,
of society today. You know,
I'm never going to be 100% with the farmers because they're the ones that help put all this crap in motion.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of lack of trust or what have you, let's talk about Rap Angel Mandarla and her mother and just that quite tense mediation session they had. Ralph Angel's fighting for Blue despite him not being his son, and I think that really touched Darla to the core. And I even heard someone say it looked like it humbled her that, wow, this man is fighting for a son that's not even his, which I'm finally glad they said, because some viewers actually thought Blue was still his.
Yeah.
I'm glad they cleared that up. But what were your thoughts in that session? It was so tense, but I can understand Darla's mother. She has a mother's love, but she was just a Czech grandmother, you know, so, you know, she has a lot of audacity here.
She does have audacity, but yeah, it does go back to that constant theme. She was going off of what Darla was telling her, and she was trying to help, and she was doing the best thing that she knew how. And I think we saw that too with all the moms and dads are just fighting the best way they know how. Is it the best way, period? Probably not. But it's the best way they know how. And so, but Darlene definitely just put herself in the middle of this situation and complicated it when it didn't have to be complicated. They could have figured it out on their own, and it didn't have to get this far. I think for Darla, it was just shock because she didn't know that Ralph Angel took that test, and she certainly didn't know the results.
Right.
So after hearing that, she's just like, wait a minute, this is true, because she needed that confirmation too. She didn't know. She doesn't know who Blue's father is. So I think it was the pure shock of all that. And I'm glad that Ralph Angel just told the truth. Like, hey, he's not my kid, but I still want him and I'm still his father. And so he definitely gets points for that. And I'm glad that Darla stood up for Ralph Angel, because he deserved that. He has been there for Blue. He totally deserved her support in that moment. And I'm glad that Darla stood up to her mother and told her, I need to do this by myself and we need to work it out without you. I was just relieved that Darlene is out of the equation now. And I feel like because they've gone this far, now they can bring it back because they know how bad it can get. And they don't want to get those lawyers involved. I think even though it's terrible that it has to get to this point, I think it's for the best because now they can sit down and work it out.
Right. And the moment between Darlene and Darla, you know, you just saying that, I felt a sense of a conflict of a mother's love. Like, you have Darlene trying to protect Darla, but then you have Darla trying to protect Blue. And so that was a great showing of conflict of how, you know, a mother's love. Ultimately, it is about what's best for the child. So in this situation, obviously, this is about Blue and not really about Darla. So I'm glad that her word trumped Darlene's. So that was definitely the right move, that it's all about Ralph Angel and her working it out for Blue.
Yeah.
So a true example of a mother's love there. Now, speaking of a mother's love, who should have probably popped someone's mouth in this moment, but Micah and Charlie. Oh. Micah having the audacity, oh my gosh, to talk back. But later he broke down and was vulnerable and showed, you know, the importance of owning his stuff. But oh my goodness, in that moment in school, I was like, I was not liking Micah at that moment. But I loved how ultimately he did learn to own his stuff, particularly through his father, who has a lot of stuff he has to own up to. But of course, again, a mother's love, it came through Charlie. And but Charlie's better than me, because Micah would not have been standing.
So much better than me. So much. I have two sons. And I know that in about 2 years they will both be taller than me. But I promise you, if I ever have to go to the school, that's number one. When mommy shows up at the school, 9 times out of 10, it's not a good look. And then you're already in trouble and you have the audacity to be talking back. No, sir. No. Everything was wrong. Everything was wrong. That she should have snatched the phone out of his hands. She should have told him, you know what? Don't worry. Leave your car here. I'm going to come back and get that lady. You come with me. Like, I would have handled that so much differently. But, I don't know.
And the mentioning
Charlie,
of Nova.
Bless her soul.
Right.
Of all, and you know, in that moment, I was thinking, had it been me, I would have went ahead and told Micah, you know what? Let me tell you about your aunt. I would have done it. I'm sorry. I would have done it. Let me tell you about Nova. That would have been me. And then I'd be like, now go. Now you go talk to her. I would have done all of that. I would. It may not have been the high road, but I'm good with that. It just wouldn't have been the high road. I wouldn't have taken it. Is what it is. And Charlie's love for Micah, I think, really came through, not at the end when she was hugging him, but when she called Davis. Because even though Davis is his father and he does need to know what's going on with him, I'm thinking that they really have not talked since Davis told her about the affair. And so for her to basically realize this is what Micah needs, this is what needs to happen, I think was, you know, because I probably would have been like, let me see if I can handle it first before I called him. But he was the right person, and she knew that, and she did it. And so I have to give it to her for that. And I'm glad that Micah finally just said, yeah, I messed up, what he really needed to say. And I think in that moment, Charlie was kind of like, hey, like, we're in the same boat. We both are trying to figure out what we're going to do next. Micah took me through it this episode. He really did. I'm waiting for a time when Micah acts like he should, especially where Charlie is concerned.
Yeah, it's almost like he needs a wake-up call from Aunt Vi, some of that old-school aunt just calling you out, like, you are not going to talk to your mother that way. But, you know, I really want Charlie to step up, too, though, because, I mean, he really is disrespectful, even in his crying moment. And, you know, I felt that, but I'm still like, yeah, he needs to be told about himself.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
But
at school, I would have been like, I'm packing your stuff. You're going back to Cali. You're going to Cali with your dad.
Right. That was highly disrespectful. But I agree. You know, Charlie definitely showed a mother's love by inviting Davis over to talk to Micah. Because, you know, that is a father's place, particularly with his son. You know, because even though Micah's hurt by him and was also kind of disrespectful to him, too, but, you know, he does kind of ease down a little bit in his father's presence, I feel. But, yeah, it was necessary, and he needs both his parents, so we'll see where that ultimately leads. But, you know, that was quite selfless of Charlie, because I know she has her own hurt and pain when it comes to Davis. Now, let's talk about Aunt Vi's press moment. And her not sharing her lupus with the public, you know, not really using that platform. As she said, she never wants to show weakness, so she kind of has that syndrome. But I did love how in that moment she did give her assistant some shine, which in many ways represents, you know, giving the next generation some shine. But it's clear that Aunt Vi just doesn't want to lose it all that she's worked for, and that's taken this long for her to get. But what were your thoughts in that moment?
I definitely liked how she gave, I think her name was Rhonda, you know, how she gave Rhonda some spotlight. But I didn't like how she didn't even mention Hollywood. And I wonder if that's going to be an issue later. Because, you know, he helped her a lot with her business. So I'm just wondering about that. I don't think I necessarily expected her to tell the world she had lupus, especially since she hadn't told her family.
That's a good point, yeah. Yeah, and she's definitely about telling family first.
Right.
Before you blast the public. Which is the correct thing to do. And speaking of someone trying to be on the correct path, let's talk about Nova coming clean to Too Sweet. Nova on a path of trying to be more clear and good intentioned, opened and truthful about her own shortcomings. Actually heard the actress Tina Lifford say recently in an interview that the beauty of Nova is that she is no longer hiding behind other people's stories. That she's telling her own story and will bring her, and this will bring her closer to a certain alignment with self and her own truth. So what were your thoughts on Nova this episode?
Yeah, I'm definitely glad she came clean. I'm glad that she came clean almost all the way with Micah, because he's had her on this
episode. Yeah, that was a great moment. Yeah.
That was, you know, something that needed to happen, because he only sees her in the light of perfection. And so for her to tell him, and for him to be the first person that she basically confesses to, I thought was good. And I also liked her entire conversation with Micah. And some of that advice I think she should take. Nonetheless, it was good advice for Micah. And I'm glad she let Too Sweet know, because that was a secret. And I loved even more how he reacted. Because even though she did what she did, he took responsibility for his part in it to show his growth. And it was just good to see Too Sweet just in general. Because, I mean, it was all about Too Sweet first season. So it was good to see him, good to see him doing well. And I'm glad that she heard it from him that she needs to write her own story. I was bothered by her post-it notes anyway. Because she was going to basically tell everybody's story except for her own. And I had a real big problem with her, you know, I saw on the board Charlie and Davis's scandal, and I was trying to figure out what that had to do with her and why would she be trying to tell that story. It kind of goes back to her telling Ernest's story. So I'm glad that was nipped in the bud, because she's the one writing the book, and she needs to write her story and leave the rest of them out of it. But like she said, she has skeletons. She's been trying to hide them, and now it's time for her to come out and be free. Hopefully it helps her.
Right, because skeletons come out regardless, you know, so it's best to do it in this way where you are aware and you have the good intentions. And when it comes to Micah, that conversation, I think we had this discussion on previous reviews or recaps, really just how the new generation should study from their past or past the civil rights workers and people like Martin Luther King and all that, how they didn't just march. It wasn't just random. There was a plan set in place. There were good intentions set in place. And they also didn't disrespect the history of our ancestors, mm-hmm. you know, even though they were slaves, yes, but they built those cabins. We built this nation. So we have to respect our historical landmarks, you know, to a certain, you know, mm-hmm. even though I know we're trying to break down some of the Confederate statues and all that, I understand that. But when it comes to slave cabins and all these things, yes, it's a complex history, it's a hurtful history, but our ancestors were a part of that. So I thought that was a great message, not just for Micah to hear, but also for other young people and even older people to hear who are watching the show that, you know, we have to have a plan, but we also have to respect our past, even if it is hurtful.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
And so that brings us to predictions. Quick show. But what are your top two predictions based on the trailer? So I guess this is our seen it moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was crazy. I think my predictions for so we know it's basically going to be all out in the open now. Since Sam decided to go ahead and vote on the prison by himself, it seems, you know, whatever. So now I have to go to the parish council, and Prosper and the farmers, of course, call their favorite whipping boy, Charlie, to be their spokesperson. Now, I think she's going to end up speaking for them, but it's going to be a long road there. And I think that the farmers are going to light her up. But I also think that Prosper and Ra and possibly Remy, in a moment that could be redemption, will come to her defense. That's really, that's my main prediction for this episode, and that Ralph Angel and Darla figure something's going on with Blue. So I think he's acting out or whatever. So I think they might actually come together and figure something out, because it looks like Blue is acting out.
Right, and that's actually one of my predictions. I actually think that Ralph Angel and Darla will come to resolve their issues, perhaps come to a 50-50 deal. I have seen some other predictions out there that Darla may relapse, which breaks my heart. But hopefully not. But they mentioned how there have been some foreshadowing on that when it comes to her in the bed and watching the guy get the garbage. Mm-hmm. And also just the shock of knowing Blue is not Ralph Angels. You know, there's just a lot that she's taking in that she needs to deal with and speak to her sponsor on. So that could be something that could happen. Micah has come clean to his family, but I feel he will be forced to come clean publicly about the fire. And that will lead to, I guess, predictions that we mentioned before, where maybe we'll see the difference between how he deals with the justice system versus Ant when it comes to privilege and not privilege. Despite you having the same race, et cetera. And that may open Micah's eyes to the complexities of being Black in America. You know, it's not just about race, even with us. Those are my two predictions.
I'm wondering if Charlie is going to make him, because now Charlie knows.
Right.
So it's like she can't just sit there. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm wondering if she's like, hey, this is what we have to do.
Right, because it's like you come clean and possibly face years in prison, or you keep it inside and do, as he said, try to help Aunt get out and help the community. Mm-hmm. But, you know, one is right, one is not so right.
Yeah, because they can't all sit on it. Like, now Charlie knows, Nova knows. So I was like, guys, like, somebody has to say something.
Right. Alrighty, so that is our show, you guys, for Queen Sugar, episode 11, season 3 review. Be sure to check back with us for the next review for episode 12. We're almost at the end. When it comes to Queen Sugar, it's pretty crazy. Season 3 seemed to fly by. But the good news is they were picked up for season 4, so that's good news. But be sure to check us out for the next episode.
Yes.